Okay, so let's talk about the land here. What you can, and this is because this is a greenfields project, this is speculative. What do you think you have?
Lots. That's the fun thing about this large land package. If you take a look at our deck, we have multi ounce showings over half meters. So we have high grade gold over small intercepts. So load gold is the potential. We have polymetallic mineralization.
This sounds really good. Fantastic.
I think there's a reason we're talking, Andy.
Stefan Skolopowicz, Kirk Lake Discoveries, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Great, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming up on board here. Let's jump into it. Let's tell us where you're at, about the projects, what jurisdictions are in, and let's start with a 30,000 foot view.
Perfect. We're located in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt in Ontario. We're exploring on the Ontario side of the Blake River group of rocks, which is prolific on the Quebec side. It's known for the Horn Mine, LaRonde, Cumont, these big, deep deposits. Multi-billion ounces of copper, gold, and VMS type of materials have been extracted from that side. On the Ontario side, it's underexplored. It doesn't have the same funding, didn't have the same exploration from the provincial, geological survey. And so we found an opportunity there, and in a bear market accumulated a lot of ground. We currently hold over 40,000 acres.
Wow,
And
that's a lot of land.
That's a lot of land. You got it, especially in, the Abitibi Greenstone Belt.
Okay, so I got some questions with all of that. You got a lot of land, but how do you have the infrastructure and how close are you to power and roads and et cetera?
Yeah, so Kirkland Lake is basically just south of our property, about 5 kilometers. It's been a mining town for the last 100+ years. We actually have high tension power lines that cut right through our western side of our property and our eastern side of our property. So infrastructure is a strong, solid position. We're a greenfields exploration, program, so we're still very early stage. And with that being a 40,000 hectare land package, you have to narrow it down. And so we used soil geochemistry to, basically vector in, and that's kind of led us to our most recent drill program and exploration.
So let's get to that in a moment, but I'm going to talk to all my viewers and listeners now. Stefan just said something very interesting to me. This is a greenfields project. If you look at the Lassonde curve, if you would, I'd like to see very early stages, if you would. And Stefan, correct me if I'm wrong, that's what this is, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The second thing I'd like to look at is deep value in the middle of the Lassonde curve. This is not what Stefan's talking about, or going into production about 12 to 18 months out. And this is also not what Stefan is talking about. So I'd like to have one of those three things. You can't have all, well, sometimes you can have three, but that's another conversation.
Very rare.
Yeah, but I'd like to see one of those if you would. Stefan, you have a lot of acres. You're next to, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of discoveries. Is that correct?
We have a lot of major neighbors. Agnico Eagle's our primary biggest neighbor. They are operating the Macassa mine, which has been in production for the last 25 years, 30 years. Always has a 5-year mine life, and they always extend it by, another 5 to 10 every couple of years. So that's high grade gold off of the Cadillac Larder Lake fault zone, which is this prolific belt on the southern border of the Abitibi. And they're also putting another mine into production on the eastern side, which is the Upper Beaver. And that's more interesting for us because it's an enigmatic intrusion-related type of deposit, which has been the central thesis of our exploration. So they're moving that into production and are slated for 2030 first pours.
Okay, I want to pin Agnico Eagle, if you would, pin that thought, because I'm going to ask a question about that. How did you pick this property up? Or is it just the idea of buying straw hats in winter here?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And so, the previous management team who I worked with before she retired basically saw the opportunity, started out with a smaller land package, was working on it. And then in the worst times, people are ready to make deals, especially on land in the Abitibi. They'll hold on to it thinking it's the next, multi-million ounce deposit. And so it's hard to accumulate, but when you go through 12 years of a bear market, eventually people's hands get a little bit looser and are able to let it go. So, you know, we saw the value right from the start of what it was worth and slowly accumulated over time, building and building and building. And it's basic. It's one of those things where it just kind of snowballed where somebody starts talking to you and then the next person, you know, okay, well, I'm ready to let go since, you know, you're taking over this and taking over that, and just got bigger and bigger.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk about the land here, what you can, and this is because this is a Greenfields project, this is speculative. What do you think you have?
Lots. That's the fun thing about this large land package. You know, if you take a look at our deck, we have multi ounce showings over half meters. So we have high grade gold over small intercepts. So load gold is the potential. We have polymetallic mineralization on our western side. There's, again, large structures, lots of space, but what we're chasing right now is an intrusive based system, polymetallic in nature. And so we're hoping for, you know, a nice big copper gold system. And with that, basically over the last year, we've accumulated the remainder of the ground surrounding this large pluton or intrusive, and it covers 17 kilometers in total.
Got it. Okay. So where are you at in the drilling process, if you would? Do you have permits to drill? Are you currently drilling or are you about to drill?
We have just completed our initial drilling of the KLOS prospect at the Winnie Lake. So we did 1700 meters. It was our maiden drill program. The previous exploration there had encountered copper, zinc, silver, gold, and explored it as a VMS. And so basically they thought, okay, well, it's in the Blake River group of rocks. There's VMS all over the place. We'll just explore it in that way. And so basically attacked it from a standpoint of a, you know, a tabular body or a lens and didn't find what they were looking for. So after our soil sampling program, it opened up this thought process of, you know, an intrusion related event, because we had a lot of anomalies from pathfinder minerals around this intrusion. So tellurium with molybdenum with bismuth. So a lot of times a very key indicator of an intrusion related system. And so they were clustering together in these pockets that were aligning with magnetic highs. And so this started us down this pathway, and we found this old Winnie Lake drill hole that was, again, on a magnetic high on the edge of this intrusion. And that's where we said, okay, we got to drill this a little bit differently. Let's drill it towards the intrusion, aiming for the contact and following it along. And the four of our holes intersected massive sulfides with a lot of fluids, disseminated sulfides. And so it's validated the intrusion-based model, which we're very, very excited about.
Okay, excellent. So you're drilling now, and when are we going to see results, if you would? Meaning, you got to obviously go back to, yeah, when your essay's coming in, that's really what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so it should be in the next 3 to 4 weeks at the absolute latest. Yeah, we're 3 weeks in for waiting for those assays, and we were promised a 3-week turnaround. So I've doubled it from the lab. And so it really should be within that time frame. And that's the next big step, because it's, as much as the visuals are great and very interesting, it doesn't matter until you know what the grade is and what's actually there, you know. And from that, that's what we're vectoring our next steps with. You know, you have to see the geochemistry, you have to see those pathfinder minerals with an intrusive-based system. And from that, we'll be able to vector, you know, up or down, east, west, depending on what those are showing us.
Okay, so let's talk about share structure here and cash that you have on hand, and then we'll talk about if you have any strategic shareholders and institutions. How much cash do you have in the bank?
We have just shy of $1 million now. We had some warrants that came into the money and have been capitalized on in the last 2 weeks. So that brought us back up to $1 million. Total outstanding shares is about 136, or sorry, shares outstanding is 114, and total float would be, you know, the 136 approximately.
So it's still relatively tight. Okay. Where are the options and warrants written at, and how many do you have?
Options are around 8.3 million. They're between 5 and 10 cents. And then our warrants are between 8 and 12 cents, and there's 14 million.
Got it. And what are you being traded? What price are you traded at right now?
We're trading at 20 cents today.
So they're deep. Everything's deep in the money. Whoa. This sounds really good. Fantastic.
I think there's a reason we're talking, Andy.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, well done. Talk to me about what institutions or strategic partners that you have or that you have that are shareholders, if you would.
Okay, so with one of the land positions that we ended up pulling in, Newfound Gold vended that property in. And so they became a 50% shareholder at that point in time. We then rolled back the stock raised, that was 3 years ago now, but they're still a, 23% shareholder. And then we also have Earth Labs, which is a fund out of Toronto. They're a strong supporter. They're a 9-9. We have Eric Sprott, who's in. He is an insider on ours, with his warrants. He's over 10%. We also have Rob McEwen, who came in our last financing for 5%. Myself, I'm a 1-2% shareholder. I came in the last 2 years to the story, and I've been buying on the open market. No starter fund or anything like that. It's all, open market buying.
Okay, so what percentage, if you would, of the shares do the insiders own?
If we classify all those guys as insiders, because realistically that's how we're viewing it and operating, it's about 49%.
This is getting better. I like to see to all my viewers and listeners, and just for the record, I am not, as of today, a shareholder, but I like to typically see 30%. That's what I like to typically see. Stefan, tell me about really what is the plan here for the rest of, well, for the quarter. You got assays coming in, but tell me what the plan is and take me through the rest of the quarter and the rest of the year.
Sure. So obviously this has been a transformative time for us with these drill holes. And we do things a little bit differently. Because you're new to our story, you haven't seen any of our videos, but we do what's called the Treasure Hunter series. And so with that, being a junior investor myself, I always prefer companies that have much more transparency and openness with regards to what they're doing. And so I put that front and center with our team and ensured, here, put your GoPro on, go in the bush when you're doing your stuff, record some things, talk about it, so people know exactly what's going on. And with that, we do the same thing with the drill. So drill core comes out, guys are filming it. We have to do disclosures if we're going to release those videos. And so with that, we did, a visual disclosure on the massive sulfides that we encountered so that we can release those videos without any overhang, and had a lot of positive response. Share prices increased in seeing that, but a lot of people are waiting on the sidelines for those assay results. So that's one of our biggest catalysts coming up. Like I said, it could be 3 to 4 weeks, could be next week. I'm not 100% sure. It just depends when those labs get to them. So that's the next biggest catalyst. After that, we have ongoing geophysical surveys to fine-tune now that we have drill results to see exactly, where the next drill should be going. We'll have the geochemical analysis that will tell us where to vector. So based off of alteration signatures with these systems, a lot of times you can vector towards the shoots of where those fluids are coming from. This appears to be, a multi-stage event where a lot of different mineralizing events occurred. And so we'll have an overprint of those alteration signatures to be able to go towards. With that, we're taking those geophysical findings and applying them to this 17-kilometer edge of this pluton, of this intrusion, to then pick out more regional targets to go after for this fall and winter. And so it's as much as we're excited about what we found now, our blue sky is that 17-kilometer contact because we already have soils that are showing there's anomalies around that. And so the system that we've hit currently has a magnetite attachment to it, which is obviously highly magnetic. And with those pockets of soils where there was anomalies attached to them, we also had many magnetic highs. So it's combining those with the new geophysics, with the findings from our drilling, that's going to unlock that regional district scale around that intrusion. So that's all coming up in the next 6 to 8 months. To get there, we're going to need to raise in the next, 3 to 4 weeks after results. So let's say 4 to 8 type of thing to finance this vision that we have. We already have strong backers, like we talked about. They're going to continue to back us going forward. And we've had a few other people reach out to support that idea. But we think we're on to something very big here. This isn't just, a good drill hole. We think we're on to a district.
Okay, can you comment about how much you're looking to raise, or is that something you can't comment on?
I don't know if I can comment on that or not,
let's
Andy.
Not
I,
comment.
But,
yeah.
Okay. I was like, it's right now it's highly speculative, right? Because it's going to be dependent on the response to the drill holes, you know, what those assays are. And so, you know, when someone like Eric is holding a 9-9 position and is willing to double that, you're going to take it, you know, regardless of what the value is. So we'll see where we're at. And the higher we are, the more money we're going to raise. Let's just leave it at that.
Got it. So yeah, I really like the idea. I think it's a great idea that you have. I think you called it the Treasure Hunter series. If you have a link to that, well, can you give that address and then I'll also link to it in the show notes?
Certainly. Yeah, I can either send that to you, but it's our YouTube is at Kirk and Lake Discoveries.
Okay, it's all post on your YouTube channel then. Okay.
Awesome.
And I'll link to that. So, Stefan, if people want to read more about you, how do they do that? And what exchanges are you traded on? And what are your ticker symbols?
So we are, the best way to get more information is on our website or also through our YouTube channel, but kirkandlakediscoveries.com and at Kirk and Lake Discoveries for YouTube. We're on Twitter. We're on all socials. So you can always find us anywhere along there. We're trading on the venture under KLDC, and then we're on the OTCIQ KLKLF for your American listeners.
Excellent. And I'll put all of this in the show notes on both the YouTube, the Spotify, and Apple podcast station channels. Stefan, interesting story. It's actually, I'm very interested. Yeah, we will put all of this in the show notes. And all of our viewers and listeners, this is a story that they really need to pay attention to, especially in the next couple of weeks. I think that's going to say a lot about this story. And yeah, I really have nothing else. All right. Thank you so much, Stefan. Appreciate your time and look forward to having you on again soon.
Looking forward to it, Andy.
Thank you.